Motion is moved by Councillor Brian Webster and seconded by Councillor Gillian Creasy. Could I ask Councillor Brian Webster to move the motion? And this is Councillor Webster's maiden speech.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Lord Mayor, my fellow councillors and any members of the public who are left at this stage, I'm happy to propose this motion today. Air pollution is a public health crisis. Anyone who's heard me speak for the last 10 seconds probably knows that I'm not from Sheffield, but my grandfather was, and my great-grandmother was. And actually, my great-grandmother moved to Canada later on in life, but she worked in Sheffield's industries at a time when the air pollution in the city was much more visible than it is today. There was smog across the horizon, and chimneys emitting smoke a great deal of the time. But today, air pollution is a silent killer. It's an invisible killer. And the best estimates that we have are that approximately 500 people every year die prematurely in Sheffield from this poor air quality. We heard earlier a fair bit about the M1, and obviously that's a major contributor to air pollution in Sheffield. The issues around it are complex, but it's not just the M1 that's a problem. In my own ward of Broomhill, just on Fulwood Road, actually very frequently, air pollution levels of nitrogen oxides are 3 times EU limits. That's 3 times higher than we're legally required to keep them down to. That is a scandal. And it's a scandal even more so because this council has had air quality action plans in place for 11 years now. Now, this isn't unique to Sheffield. It would be completely false to say anything else. The World Health Organization estimates that 7 million people are killed every year by air pollution. But in Sheffield, the largest contributor to air pollution and poor air quality is motor vehicles. This is a local problem, and it demands local solutions. The council sets many of the policies and makes many of the decisions that affect the quality of the air that we breathe. Whether it's on transport, on trees, or on setting the strategy and making the decisions on how our city will grow and prosper. And the council has to foot part of the bill when things go wrong, when people have chronic illnesses and need care or healthcare as a result. So we have a moral imperative to take decisive action, but as responsible councillors, we also have a responsibility to take action. I welcome the measures that have been taken to this stage to try to improve air quality in this city, but it is clear from the stage we are at that these have not been sufficient. So we ask today that the council make clear its resolve and its intent to tackle this issue much more decisively going forward, that it takes note in all decisions of the air quality impacts in a structured and rigorous way so that we know what we are doing. We must go into these decisions with our eyes open as to the impact that we're having on the people of Sheffield and their health and well-being. And so, Lord Mayor, I am happy to propose this motion.
Thank you very much. Councillor Gillian Creasy.